I'm gonna call the meeting to order. First up is Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the southwest wall of the council chambers as well as on the City of Wayne website. City Council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent a needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individual is not requested a public hearing. Item number three is a proclamation. This is March as Problem Gambling Awareness Month. And boy, do I have some friends who need to perk their ears up. Whereas there are individuals and families in our community adversely affected by problem gambling, and compulsive gambling is often hidden from family members and social services and mental health professionals, and compulsive gambling often occurs in combination with other disorders such as chemical dependency and depression. It is important to raise awareness of the signs of compulsive gamblers and connect them with professional help. Now, therefore, I, Cale Geese, Mayor of Wayne, Nebraska, do hereby proclaim March 2025 as Problem Gambling Awareness Month and urge citizens to learn more about the consequences of problem gambling and help available through the Nebraska Assistance Program. Bam! It is proclaimed. Number four is the approval of the minutes from our last meeting, February 4th.
A motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion and a second on the minutes. Any discussion? It's roll call. Minutes are approved. Looks like we need... Oh, all the lights are good, too. Item number five is approval of the claims.
A motion to approve the claims.
Second.
Motion and a second on the claims. Questions, comments on the claims? Seeing none, let's roll call. Claims are approved. Item number six is action on the recommendation of the LB 840 Revolving Loan Fund Review Committee on the Revolving Loan Fund application to Wayne's Economic Development Program by K Contracting, Inc., for $400,000, Luke Virgil, representing Wayne America, Inc.
Good evening, everybody. As the mayor stated, they have an application. The committee reviewed this last week on the 11th. Their recommendation is to approve the request of $400,000. This would match the largest approval in the history of the program as a revolving loan. The interest rate that they set was based on what the primary lender has. Primary lender 7.5%, so half of that is what they recommended at 3.75. I can't talk tonight. And then the repayment period, this one looks a little odd. Our guidelines recommend a 10-year repayment when there's a land transaction involved, and there is a land transaction involved in this project. But the applicants had requested a 15-year repayment period. So we kind of split the difference, 10-year with a 15-year amortization, which means they will have the 15-year payment amount, but after 10 years, they would have to do a balloon payment. And we've got precedents that other projects have received that same balloon payment clause. So the applicants did request 2%, and so I think they are here. They would like to talk to you folks about that. I don't know if they have other questions about the repayment period. But this is to take their existing business and grow it by purchasing another existing business in the same industry. So, and then I always include this handy dandy sheet so that you are all aware of the history of this program, the historical rates that we have approved, and the kind of average is 1.74 at this point in time. So very, very favorable interest rate average relative to the current market. But this is a massive project, $3.4 million overall. So this piece, the amount that they are requesting is a small portion of that larger project. Does anybody have questions about committee discussion or our perspective?
You said the request was, or the desired amount was 2%.
2%.
And just to educate us, has there been an LB 840 approval for any other businesses outside of the city?
Yes, there have been two. The very first one on the list, Talon Capital. That's the parent company of FireTech. They're our manufacturing company that makes fire-grade windows. And so they received funds from the program in 2019. And then Blazer Protective Products, when they purchased IPI from Pat Garvin, they received some funds, and both of those properties are outside city limits. I think when we've consulted with different applicants, the rule of thumb that we're using is within the ETJ or the extraterritorial jurisdiction, the 2-mile bubble around the city that the city has for zoning is something that we're comfortable with, because that does feed into our local sales tax market.
Thank you.
But there's nothing in the guidelines that prohibits one way or the other.
Do the applicants want to speak?
They are here.
This is a great opportunity. I'll preface it before Mr. Kay steps up here, but not often towns of our size have employers like this, big assets that there's somebody in town who's local who's willing to take it up. So this is an extraordinary opportunity. We're really lucky. It's not somebody who's buying them up and taking the book of business and heading out of town to some other place to set up shop. So really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Mike, the floor is yours.
My name is Mike Kay. I am the vice president for Kay Contracting, based out of Wayne here. We are a general excavation company. I'm serving the community as well. We've worked with Mile Meyer Construction many years on many projects, so we have a very good relationship. And right now, the president, Steve Meyer, for Mile Construction is retiring. So we have a great opportunity now to grow K Contracting, as well as keep a great asset business for this community as well, and help grow that community with that name, and also help continue growing the city, Wayne, as well. So my application is, like what we've said, $400,000. I'm requesting a 2% loan, and that's kind of what I have. Floor is all your guys. Any questions?
Questions on the floor?
So being outside of the city, would you be open to being annexed at 2%, or?
I would consider it.
Okay. Just because you're outside of the city, I mean, going below half of what, or going below what the committee recommended is a little bit of a holding point for me. If you're a business within the city, I'm much more open and flexible to that, but if you're okay with possible annexation down the road, I think 2% would be more than fair.
Okay, yeah, I would consider.
So is there, there's water out to the Meyer property, city, and then there's septic, right? Is that?
Correct, yep.
So it'd be, some of it's done already if, as far as annexation and?
Yeah, water and sewers to the site.
Oh,
yeah, I can.
Where's the city limits?
Yep.
How would that affect your business if you were in the city limits?
Property taxes, sale tax, and then the hookup.
Yeah, that could be a big impact.
And with the 11th hour, I don't have those numbers to analyze. So that's why it's under consideration right now.
Yeah, just so everybody's aware, I was trying to make sure that since he's asked for LB at 40, and historically, when they ask for LB at 40, you're outside the city limits, we usually ask them to request to be annexed. And I don't know why I hadn't thought of this earlier, but just today I was thinking about how there's a sewer hookup to this property. And by the time that we got that message back to Mr. K, pretty late in the day. It was like later this afternoon. So we hadn't checked in with him on that, and really we should have had that information to him much earlier. So Wes, anything on that?
I was just
on the sewer hookup.
So Talon requested to be annexed, or we're told that was an issue where we have an issue getting a sewer to them.
Correct.
And then IPI?
I'll have to go back and
check remember what that
how the minutes were on that one.
The tornado applicants all did not have to ask.
Yeah, but this was this was the sale.
Talon did, and Beaumont did, and so there's been a few that we've ran ask, and then a couple that we've asked not to ask.
Not to, or...
Because we couldn't provide them.
Anybody can request, it's a matter of we don't have to accept it. And in Talon's case would have been, it's going to be very difficult to sewer them. We can, it's very expensive to do it. So, for just one customer. Yep.
Because you'll pay double sewer and double water rates.
They currently pay double water.
Water, yeah, the water's hooked up right now.
And then they would be paying, they'd be paying double sewer if they're outside of city limits.
Yeah, so that would be a break. And when you charge sales tax, do you charge sales tax? Is it probably on where you do the work, right?
It would, correct, and if, by materials, still put that as well.
Yeah.
Parts, I mean, we got very expensive parts.
Yeah.
So, that could easily add up.
I know we annexed, Heritage Homes, and for them, it wasn't as big of a factor as they thought it was going to be when they ran the numbers.
Okay.
It was, pretty much a wash with the savings on paying regular rates for water and stuff.
Okay, yeah, I just don't have, I didn't have time to...
Yeah, no, I get it.
To look through it.
But I think it's, I'm sorry, I think your company is a big asset to our community. I know that we will look to use you on projects moving forward, and I like the idea of going with the $400,000, with a 2% interest rate, and the terms with the 10-year and the 15-year amortization.
Got a motion?
No, because Mayor, you were going to say something.
I just wanted to check with legal, because we were going back and forth earlier about...
I think that, he can get the numbers that he's looking at to determine. When he was up here, he said that he wasn't opposed to the idea, but I think he just needs to run the numbers, and the city needs to look at prior contracts and look at those numbers as well, and then we can be in touch on that possibility.
So, the action ahead of us is simply for LB 840 application. As part of that, we can ask him to be annexed at a future date, or... Do we just leave that separately?
You can, but I think that we should leave that separate for now until we look.
Okay.
So, I just double checked minutes from 2023 when Blazer was getting funding. There was nothing in the motion about annexation.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, my experience with Heritage is that they found it to be a wash for them, because they do use a lot of water and sewer there. So I will make a motion to approve the loan amount of $400,000, repayment period of 10 years based on a 15-year amortization, and interest rate to be 2%.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion? Seeing none. Let's roll call. It is approved.
All right.
Can I ask a couple of questions? Are you wanting monthly payments or annual payments?
They were quarterly and semi.
Quarterly?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when are you wanting to close on the loan?
We are actually closing, takeover is April 1st.
Okay, so you're wanting this money to close on the business loan, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So just be in contact with me on what works for a closing date.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Item number 7 is actually on the request of Anthony Cantrell on behalf of the Wayne High School in conjunction with Everon. This is to close off 10th Street, 200 feet east of Angel Avenue to Hillside Drive on Saturday, May 3rd from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. for the 2025 Power Drive. Mr. Cantrell is in attendance. Mr. Cantrell. Oh.
Hello?
Are you going to take it easy on the competition this year?
No. Absolutely not.
Your reign of terror continues,
it
huh?
It continues, yeah. So just our annual request. Really nothing has changed minus the dates. And we're just seeking the same old street closure, restrooms, and street sweeping. So same old thing.
Same old, same old. Chief, anything to add or something from last year? Anything to improve on?
No. No issues whatsoever with it.
No.
All right.
I'll move to approve the action on the request of Anthony Cantrell on behalf of Wayne High School in conjunction with Everon to close off 10th Street, East 10th Street, 200 feet east of Angel Avenue to Hillside Drive on Saturday, May 3rd from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. for the 2025 Power Drive State Championship.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion?
I can ask one question. Mr. Cantrell, do you typically check with FNBO? Or,
yes.
Since we're now the property owner, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah. There was a little confusion there. I know we had emailed back and forth, but they're on board with the date and everything.
Okay.
And then if you guys hopefully go with yes here momentarily, then everything should be squared.
Okay,
right?
Great,
so,
great.
Yep. So I guess while we're here, that lease terminates. When does that terminate? Do you know?
26.
Yeah.
26. So we have another year. Okay. All right. We'll cross that bridge.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I think we currently have a motion and a second. Let's roll call. The action is approved. And number 8 is action on the application of membership of Casey Kaske to the Wayne Volunteer Fire Department. Our fire chief, Phil Monahan, is in attendance.
Hey, everyone. Phil Monahan, Wayne Fire Chief. Casey cannot be here tonight. Casey is actually a full-time firefighter for Norfolk. He is on duty tonight. Casey brings to us, he's a paramedic, he's a full-time firefighter, and he has a lot of background experience and everything. We had no problem putting him on right away. Because being a paramedic, he lives here in town with his wife and kids. He knows our bylaws and everything like that. He's willing to go with that. But her family is from here. They have both sets of parents living in town here to help take care of the kids when he is in town. But yeah, so full-time firefighter being a paramedic, we need him. So I'll just say that.
So Chief, is it Kaske? Kaske.
What's that?
What pronunciation of his last name? Kaske?
Kaske.
Kaske, got it.
Yeah.
I was wondering because I thought it was Kaske.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, right.
And update on the status of the department members and cadets?
This will put us up to number 28, I believe, and one cadet. We can hold up to 43, so anybody wants an application, let me know. Get some more on there, or you guys too. But yeah, so we'll be up to 28 members now.
Excellent.
And then we'll have, since he's higher than an EMT, this will bring us up to 7 back to our EMTs, and we lost 4 the other year that retired from us.
Yeah.
So we'll have 7 on the staff. So.
Any questions for Chief?
Move to approve the application for membership of Casey Kaske to the Wayne Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? It's roll call. Application is approved.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And number 9 is ordinance 2025-4, authorizing the release and abandonment of the east 7 feet of the side yard utility easement located in lot 19 and the west 7 feet of the side yard utility easement located on lot 18, Fairway Estates subdivision. I think Wes is bringing this up. We got some applicants in the house here.
Yeah.
Just combining lots here, Blake?
Yep.
When you build them?
We're still figuring that out. Hopefully sometime soon. We were told we needed to do this first. So.
Yep.
I have to object because it's going to take away my kid's football field.
I know.
He's not building yet.
That's right.
Anything from street? Or,
yeah, so there's an
electric.
I need to. Joel, do you have anything?
I'm going to buy electric.
Electric.
I think we're going to be close. On this, I think there's a line.
Transform. Oh, down here.
It goes down to that light, right at the bottom of that 222. Yeah. If you see the line.
This green line is what's.
We'll be off that.
And the actual lines to the east there, like I said, you can find electric locates. There's, they'll pull up a bunch of dots, or Clayton actually marked the lines.
Yeah, right at the bottom. Okay. Yeah, I would like. That's not where our plan would be. I think it'd be up to the left there. So. I don't think that should be an issue. We have to move that.
But we believe that there is still an easement in place from the original plat, because when it was originally platted, this was the lot line. Were there 3 lots in there at the time?
Like
or 3 lots?
There was all those
condos and stuff, they replatted all that, so it's all messed up from my library.
So this is the new plat, and then they're asking to, well, courthouse already has it, has one lot, because it's, they own both of them. So this would be to vacate the easement on the, on 216, the side on 216.
The east side.
The east side. Oh, sorry, 216, and so it'd be this line here.
Yes.
So then they could build across that, but they still could not build across this unless they were going to have that moved.
Any other considerations from staff, or?
I can't tell, is the fire hydrant okay with your location there too, or? And that's not apt to affect there, is it?
Turn on fire hydrant.
I think there's a fire hydrant right down there west where the blue dots are, facing the street. There's a light pole and a fire hydrant right there.
So they're both right.
It's all in that same area. See the fire hydrant? I don't know what that is.
Has nothing to do with this tonight, I guess, as long as, is there an additional easement needed to protect the electric line for the future, or?
No, if it would have to be relocated, I'd probably feed it out of the light to the northwest and come along the front of the terrace there. So, I mean, it would fall in the city right away anyway.
Staff's good with it?
So they'd have to come back to us again if they wanted us to vacate the other easement that's currently in the blue line easement. But if they can work around it, then it just retains an easement in their side yard.
Yep. I'll introduce ordinance 2025-4 and move for approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Blake, do you have any questions for us or for staff?
I don't think so. I'm trying to figure out what I need to do.
How far away do you need to be from that blue line? Is there like a distance?
It's just a little piece of ribbon cable, some Romex. It's only about 18 inches deep, probably. So as far as being away from it, a couple feet at the most. I mean,
what are we talking for expense to relocate it?
So I did the numbers today. Roughly it's going to be about $768 with material, roughly, labor, and equipment.
I guess the only other thing we were wondering about is obviously that lot, if you can bring that back up.
Sure.
We're going to build on this side. That's a lot of sidewalk, obviously, with the way that lot's shaped. We didn't know if there was a possibility for, down the road, if we ever did build up on the one side and we wanted to sell that bottom side of that lot, didn't know if we would ever have room for that, or if we need to build a sidewalk right now when we do the, you see what I'm saying? If we ended up ever wanting to change the lot line there, if we, depending on how we build and stuff like that. So it's another question I guess we have as far as sidewalk goes.
So you could administratively lot split that. You would not have to come before the Planning Commission and Council, as you have a surveyor drop a plat like the one that we've discussed, and now you just have to sign off on it.
Okay.
But when you go to build your house and you get a building permit, unless you've done that first, I have to make you put sidewalk for the entire lot.
Okay.
Unless they waive that requirement.
Okay.
Which we are really stingy with waiving that, because what happens is we waive it, and then the person's like, well, I'm not, like, whatever money I had to put down, it's like nothing, compared to putting in the cost of the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
We've had that happen a few times. Okay. Not that you would do it, but.
Had to ask.
And it's just people with mobility issues and stuff, it just ends up being a much bigger deal than people think.
Okay.
So.
That is a lot of sidewalk.
So you have a lot of time. Like ahead of time, you could do that lot split before you get your building permit.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to.
Okay, that's good to know.
Right. Cool. We do have a motion and a second, so let's roll call. It is approved.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And this is an ordinance, so we could revisit this three times, or we could waive.
What do you think?
I don't see any reason why not to.
I will. Make a motion to waive three readings. Thank you. I was ready to do final approval.
Got a motion to waive the three readings.
Second.
Got a motion and a second, any discussion? It's roll call. Now you can go.
I'll make a motion for final approval.
Second.
We got a motion and a second, any discussion? Seeing none, let's roll call. The ordinance is finally approved. Item number 10, thank you. Item number 10 is consideration and action on the animal permit application of Wayne Community Schools to keep a rabbit within city limits. Jillian Ullman.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. I have had my pet Peter for 4 years now. I got him from the animal shelter in Norfolk. He is litter trained and he was a part of my classroom at St. Mary's for 3 years. And then I resigned this last school year. And then in January, I started at the high school in science, and I brought Peter in at the beginning of February, and Friday, I realized the rule, and so he is now currently at my house, which I live in the country. So I'm just asking for him to have permission to be in city limits. He has about 4 years left in him, probably.
No, Peter. And Betty did let me know that we did this back in, what was the date?
2018.
Yep.
2018?
Yes.
We did allow a rabbit for educational purposes for Tony Rasmussen.
Yes, yes.
So the stipulation was that if the veterinarian deems that any shots are necessary, that they would be in compliance within 1 month.
And I have both vets here, so he's neutered also, and okay. He is a giant Flemish. That's with my children. And that's his cage currently at the school. And he doesn't like to be carried, so it's just a rule not to pick him up, but he will melt into butter like if you start petting him. And he's just a good emotional support for my students. They were very disappointed on Monday when he wasn't there.
Do you want to see?
Yes.
I have a feeling if I don't make a motion to approve this action, my daughter will.
Yes.
So I'm going to move to approve the action to keep the animal for the Wayne Community Schools, rabbit within city limits for Jillian Ullman for science education at the Wayne Community School.
Second.
Jillian, just put my name down.
Ask me a question, Jillian.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did somebody complain to you, or how did?
I had a former parent from St. Mary's blast me on Facebook, wondering why Wayne Community Schools would allow an animal in the a rabbit in the school and that they're illegal. So I blocked that parent and deleted it. And then he went into Peter's own Facebook page and kept blasting me there how rabbits are illegal and can't believe, and he kept tagging Wayne Community Schools in it. So I didn't realize, and then so then I did my research and found out, and so that's why I'm here.
Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I was just curious how that.
Yeah.
So was Peter approved at St. Mary's?
He was. I asked my principal at the time. I'm like, is it okay if I get a rabbit? Hoping she'd say no, and she said yes. And so then I'm like, oh, I don't know anything about rabbits, but
yeah,
I've had help.
I mean, from the city.
No, I did not. I did not know at the time. I live in the country, so it just wasn't on my radar even. So
I think this is a good education piece for everybody in the city of Wayne.
Yes, and it is. It is. My student, and then I'm showing my students that I need to be here to ask what I need to ask to bring them back.
I was just trying to piece together the angry parent and the whole thing, which
I don't even have kind of a student, his children in my class anymore, but
interesting.
Yeah.
The only question I have, but I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the school's fine with having the rabbits along in this.
We do have a motion and a handful of seconds on the floor. Seeing no further discussion, let's roll call. The application is approved.
Thank you.
You should have brought Peter with you to the meeting so we could have seen him.
Wouldn't have been legal.
She could have been escorting him out.
He's waiting in the car.
Item number 11 is a public hearing to consider the Planning Commission's recommendation in regard to amending the future land use map of the comprehensive plan. The applicant for the request is the City of Wayne. I will open the public hearing. And set us off, Joel.
Thank you. Joel Hanson, Street Planning Director and Zoning Administrator. This is basically just an annual review of the map, and staff had no recommendations for the Planning Commission. They looked it over, and the one thing they came up with was They suggested that you consider the five houses on the north side of 21st Street, east of the golf course for future, to be targeted for future annexation.
Joe, we got a few newbies on the council since the last time we probably examined this. Do you want to just talk briefly about the future land use and how it fits into the comprehensive plan?
Sure. So the future land use map is part of, as Cale said, the comprehensive plan that we addressed roughly 10 to 15 years. When somebody comes and asks to amend the zoning map, one of the things they have to do is it has to be consistent with what the future land use is, so that we make sure that planning is happening ahead of time. And so in this case, we're not changing the use per se, but we are changing the request to say that it makes sense this would someday become part of the city. And those people out there right now are on septic systems, and they have their own shared well. And I think, Casey, you probably answered, like, at least one is on city water or not?
Yeah.
Wits.
Wits are, so.
With their driveway being in city.
But this doesn't mean that we're going to annex.
Right.
It just
means
for future growth.
They're on the horizon of potential. If you get to the point of annexing, then it would make sense that they would show up there targeted on the future land use map. But there's also other things to go with that. If that you got to that level, you have to have a plan for how you're going to serve them with water, sewer, and all that stuff. So, I mean, you have a water main out there, you have a paved street. The only thing lacking right now is sewer, and so I think that's why the Planning Commission thought it makes sense to get them targeted, not that we're ready to do that right now.
Excellent. Any questions for Joel?
That bottom part down off of south of Greenland, I thought we couldn't circle. No, the little gray that. I didn't think we could circle things like that.
You could not do that annexation today to leave that out. But because it's existing, it's
okay.
Grandfathered in.
Okay.
But yes.
That's not a new one. That's been like that for a while, so that, yeah.
It's drainage related to South Sherman's.
Okay. I think it was, part of that was maybe annexed in the early 90s when there was some homes built down that area.
Okay.
And really, they could get an ag deferment, I believe, on that, so it doesn't really make sense why it wouldn't be, but.
I just thought at one point in time we had kind of.
That's true now. Yep, you
broken.
You can't.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I thought it had
it,
been
yeah.
broken apart, so it would.
Donut annexation is not legal.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fine. I thought it was one way, and after looking at it again, I was like, wait a minute.
And we actually looked at annexing that, and attorney kind of advised us that would be a little more difficult. There's some items going on there that would make that a little more challenging than just a simple ordinance.
Seeing no other questions from the council, I would invite anybody else who wishes to speak at this public hearing to speak now. Seeing no one, I will close the public hearing. We'll move on to item number 12, which is ordinance 2025-5, amending the future land use map for the comprehensive plan for the city of Wayne. This is adopting the changes that were just discussed at the public hearing.
Move to approve ordinance 2025-5.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. And since this can be amended at any time, I would recommend we waive the three readings.
Move to waive three readings of ordinance 2025-5.
Second.
Motion and a second. Thoughts? Roll call.
Move for final approval of ordinance 2025-5.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any final thoughts? Seeing none, roll call. Ordinance is finally approved. Item number 13 is public hearing approving the preliminary plat for the Sawyer Edition. The area is generally described as the south of Fairgrounds Avenue between South Windham Street and the entrance to Prairie Park. The applicant is Mitch Sawyer. I will open the public hearing. And Joel, please kick us off.
Joel Hanson, Street and Planning Director. Planning Commission had their public hearing and took testimony. The applicant is here, so I'll let them. The applicant's representative is here, so I'll let them talk to you a little bit about the details. But the one thing I'll share is this was passed with one dissenting vote. They didn't give a reason, but some of the questions came up with, was there a traffic study done in this area? And so that was a little bit out of our purveyance for the Planning Commission, because we just are supposed to look at a future land use map. And so we got some new members, and so they're in the learning process too, and I think that's what kind of led to the dissent. It wasn't necessarily against the project, just had that concern.
And also whether or not it should be industrial versus residential.
Yeah, there was one member of the public talked about whether or not we should get rid of any industrial ground, but at this time, it's not a rezoning request, it's just a preliminary plat that lays out how it might be platted and how it could be served by existing utilities and floodplain issue down there, so. Getting the applicant's representatives here, and I'll let them talk.
Say, you all, do you have a copy of the plat in front of you, by chance?
Yes, we should be good if anybody, I mean, speak if you haven't had the chance to.
So yes, my name is Isaac Rackmeyer with GEO Consulting Group, project manager, civil engineer, designing this development on behalf of Mitch Sawyer, the applicant. So yes, the plat that you see, it's kind of oriented so that north is pointing up on the page, so. Location of town, this is the southeast corner of town, Fairgrounds Ave is at the top of the page. And then you have your new park renovation that would have happened to the right side of that page. We are proposing, as Joel kind of mentioned, so this currently zoned industrial, so the next, we'll be targeting the next meetings to kind of talk about the rezoning application that we're going to be doing, but it's currently zoned I-1. We are going to keep lots 1 and 2, so those are the two larger lots in the upper right-hand corner of that image. We're going to keep that industrial of its current zoning today. And then the applicant just is like, well, what else can we do with this land? So he also does some duplexes, residential developments in the Fremont area. So we kind of took his duplex footprint, and that's kind of what we laid out with the residential aspect for the rest of the property. So we are showing in total, I believe, 32 residential lots. There's a lot line on the combined wall of the duplex. So really that's 16 structures, 32 residences, and then you have the two industrial lots. When we first met with the city for a pre-application meeting, we did just have this ending at that one cul-de-sac at the bottom of the page, but then the city notified us that they're open to the connection to the east, that street name B, to the existing RV camp drive, just kind of as a secondary emergency exit if needed, and then also make it easier for snow removals and anything of that matter. At the south end of the development, you'll see that outlot A, that skinny little triangle, that is to meet the city requirements of dedicated park space. So if you're familiar, south of this property is that creek. I forget the name of the creek.
Logan
Creek. There's just some concerns with how in the future where that creek might continue to erode away at that bank. So we just kind of wanted to allocate that park space on the south end just in case that trail does need to be fixed in the future due to erosion long term. So we're just kind of dedicating that 5% of land use space as park for trail relocation as needed in the future. As Joel mentioned, this property, a small portion of it is in the floodplain currently, but it's funny, they're looking at redoing their maps in 2026, and the 2026 maps do show it as not being in the floodplain, but we will still have to meet the requirements as it is today, unfortunately. But so we're going to work with the city on getting the floodplain permit and get that all situated and make sure the homes are elevated at least 1 foot above the base flood elevation of the 100-year storm event. Again, this is just the prelim plat approval. We would be coming back again in the March and April meetings to get final plat approval. One thing I also didn't mention, Joel, maybe if you go back to that plat, on the very left-hand side of the page, there's currently, I believe it's about 20 or 30 feet. It was an outlot of the neighboring development, Roosevelt Park Edition. It's actually owned by Mitch Sawyer now. So he is just proposing to vacate that lot split line, and then he'll be putting a new fence along that western boundary.
That's skinny.
Oh. So on that western boundary, I think a lot of those individuals utilize that area to park cars, and there's boats there and all kinds of stuff. So that fence will, and it appears that that's not a dedicated alley, I don't believe, or whatever. So that this plan would clean that stuff up, and in regard to people kind of squatting on your property.
Yeah, with their stuff.
Yeah.
What is that piece currently dedicated as?
It's just an outlot of Roosevelt Park Edition. It was platted back in the early 1900s with the houses to the west.
Probably assuming an alley of some.
That's got to be my guess.
Do you have a price point on the duplexes?
I cannot answer, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I was curious if you knew anything about the target buyers for these residents.
Yeah.
There's people back here from the company. Might know that. Put them on the spot.
Is there any concern from JEO, Joel, or Stool the Cool Committee about the street name B connecting with Prairie Park, the RV camper pad area, such as RVs driving through this proposed residential area or misuse?
I'll let the city, I guess, maybe speak on that.
I suppose they could go down like any street. Actually, I was the one that brought the idea up to the developer, just because otherwise we had two cul-de-sacs and they lost like four buildings by doing the cul-de-sacs. It seemed like with the public right of way out there that this was a nice way to clean it up and better utilize the space.
I think from an engineering perspective, better for emergencies, eliminating the cul-de-sac and having a secondary access for larger emergency vehicles, ambulances, or fire trucks, ambulances to get in and out of the development much easier rather than just a cul-de-sac.
I'm guessing most of the residents would probably prefer to stay on the pavement versus the rock, but mm-hmm. You're right. You could have people coming out of the park that decide to go that direction through houses instead of up, although the lake's probably more of an attractant to stay along the lake than it is to go through that residential area.
Mm-hmm. Now, are the streets wide enough? You bring this up all the time and I'll butcher it, but is it, what, 30 feet or whatever
30, for the lane 32 miles? 32 foot, so now we'll get 3 lane miles instead of it. Let's say it was only 30 foot wide, you'd only get 2 lane miles for that segment.
And yep. Is that a consideration on top of losing the four properties for changing the layout?
I mean, yeah, we'll actually gain more lane miles this way versus having a cul-de-sac. Not enough that you're not going to see a financial windfall from it necessarily. But the biggest thing is our subdivision code says streets, local streets are supposed to be 32 foot wide. And they actually had proposed 32 foot wide streets. It's just that they had cul-de-sac to just stop. And so everybody that went down in there, we had the garbage truck to the ambulance to the snowplow was all going to have to go down and turn around in a cool level.
The other cul-de-sac was going to be right here, where street name B was.
And another thing I didn't really touch on either is, yes, we are currently showing, or it's platted to accommodate duplexes, but this does allow for the opportunity for someone to come in and buy two lots and essentially consolidate the two lots and make it one single-family house as well. So that's not off the table as well, but just figured we'd set up the plat to off in the right direction rather than, it's a lot easier to remove a line than it is to add a line.
Any other questions? Staff, any concerns or?
I think this plan with a through street is better. I just think of like Kelby's similar homes when you couldn't get through to Chicago Street. And there was a dead end there, and it's just such a pain. I think that outweighs any extra traffic. I don't think there's going to be much. I mean, could a person, I mean, if they're worried about campers and all that other kind of crap, can you say no through, some signage or something?
Yes.
No through
outlet only or something.
Yeah, I mean, if there becomes a problem.
And actually, the street's going to tie in is just below the Y of the two roads. So as you're coming around, you kind of almost would have to make a half U-turn to get back to go west.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come back through here.
I just think things will flow better no matter what, even if there is a few folks that feel that way compared to, I mean, you get to see them twice if you block it off, because they have to drive back out, right?
Get to the end and have to.
Yeah.
Enable their camp rather than.
At least you'll see them only once, maybe.
And we can put up a local traffic only or something.
Yeah.
If we need to.
No through traffic, I see that sometimes too, or whatever that's, yeah.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak at this public hearing?
Very briefly, since we've been, Luke Virgil, Wayne America, we are in favor of seeing this get put on the plat. We need houses, we know that we need lots to be able to build houses, and this actually serves a different set of the market. Where Arrowhead Development was approved before the beginning of the year, that's a very high-end market, this is probably more of a mid-range market, depending on what the construction cost ends up being. We know housing's never cheap, but we appreciate what the S2 group is doing, Quad County Property Management is doing to get this going, so.
Last call for public comment.
I would just say, Planning Commission had a, not a concern, they said that street names will not be street name A. That was a serious, they actually did mention that.
I thought it was very unique.
It will not be that.
A Street, B Street.
So we have instructed the developer to come forward with some names before they bring the
final plat.
Or at the time they bring forward the final plat.
All right, now another last call for public comment. Seeing no one, I will close public hearing. And we'll move on to item number 14, which is resolution 2025-9, approving the preliminary plat for Sawyer Edition.
Make a motion to approve resolution 2025-9, approving the preliminary plat for the Sawyer Edition.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? It's a roll call. Resolution is approved. I'm going to skip item 15. I do not have any appointments to put forward. We'll move on to item number 16, which is discussion on the final touch building and the future use plans with said building. And I believe I would urge you to go into closed session to discuss the purchase of real estate to protect the public interest of the city. So I'll entertain that motion.
Motion to go into closed session with council members, Amy, Wes, Mayor Deese,
Luke.
Yeah, Luke.
Betty.
Need those guys.
We don't need them.
We get everybody. That's
to close session two.
Yeah, you got to say to protect the financial interests of the city.
To protect the financial interests.
Yep, that works.
Who seconded?
That's a motion.
I'll second.
Got a second? Any discussion? Let's roll call. And this is discussion only, so when we come back out, we will adjourn.
Session.
Yeah. Second.
Motion and a second. Come out of closed session. Any discussion? Let's roll call. We adjourn. Make it noted that Bratcher voted yes.
Yes.
Shut his light off.
I'm about to kick my switch.
Oh, no.
Today, he got back.
And he said.
Have you talked to the client? Okay.